Good morning, Unity Church in Albany, yet again. I am so pleased to be with you to share my message of spiritual understanding. First, I'd like to ask you, how did it go this past week as you utilize the 7-day verbal diet that Eric Butterworth prescribed? There were some rough spots for me. I will tell you, there were a few missteps, and I immediately got right back on track to pause and use the knowing of spirit to correct what I was thinking, to correct what I was saying. So I hope you also stuck with it so that you can continue to develop, evolve, deepen your spiritual maturing as I attempt to do every single day. So we are continuing our study of the power of power. And this Sunday, we are studying, or I like to say we are recollecting what we know about using the power of spiritual understanding. And so I will just bring up on the screen the title of the talk, Using the Power of Spiritual Understanding. It is this power that we know we are very capable of utilizing. Because each of us understands that there is only one presence, one power. We are a part of that presence. We are a part of that power. And it is in our realm of possibility, not only possibility, but ability, capability to use our power for good, to create, to grow, to nurture, to take care of ourselves and our fellow man, as the picture on my left, perhaps your right, indicates. Or we have the ability, capability to destroy. The choice is ours. The choice is up to each and every one of us. So you might be asking, well, how do I get it? How do I get spiritual understanding? Well, Dr. Emily Cady says in her book, The Unity Classic, Lessons in Truth, until you know within yourself that the spring of all wisdom and health and joy is within your own being, ready at any moment to leap forth at the call of your need, you will not have spiritual understanding. So again, you're asking, so how do I get it? It is already within, just waiting to be cultivated. Waiting to mature, waiting to be called upon. And so that is why I say this morning that we are going to be recalling the foundation for how we make good choices in our lives. And how we are going to be doing that, of course, is talking about utilizing, using our power of spiritual understanding. I like, again, what Dr. Katie says when she writes in her book, unless you use for the service of others what God has already given you, as I noted, it is already within us, you will find it a long, weary road to spiritual understanding. And so it is about us serving, utilizing what is already within us. And so I'd like to continue by sharing what Dr. Katie shared in her Unity Classic, Lessons in Truth, as she began her discussion of spiritual understanding. She said, "Happy are those who find wisdom and those who get understanding. For her income is better than silver and her revenue better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called happy. And whatever else you get insight." That comes from Proverbs, 3rd chapter, 13th through the 18th verses, and the 4th chapter, 7th verse. I view these as the gifts of spiritual understanding. And we're going to be unpacking these gifts in this morning's lesson. And so the first two verses that I read to you tell us that spiritual understanding is currency. It's revenue. It's income. It's our income. Because spiritual understanding, as the scripture says, is better than silver, better than gold. So rather than, my friends, relying on the accumulation of wealth to support us, what we should be doing, or what we can do, because I won't should on you this morning, what we have the ability to do is that we can cultivate this currency that we have. We can count on this wisdom and understanding that comes from spiritual understanding. And this currency, spiritual understanding, is not subject to the whims of the economy or the ups and downs of the stock market. It can't get lost or stolen. But it can lay dormant within us if we do not do what it takes to cultivate, to nurture our spiritual understanding, a power that is inherent in us. So you may be thinking, okay, so how do I live by counting on spiritual understanding to pay my bills? And my answer is, We count on spiritual understanding to inform us of what to do, who to contact, what resources that we need to connect with in order to pay our bills. What we first go within and seek the kingdom within, the resources, the divine understanding within us. And so whether it's a job loss or illness or weather disaster, by relying on our spiritual currency, we will know what to do. And so scripture says spiritual understanding is more precious than jewels. It's more precious than jewels because it is priceless. No amount of money can buy spiritual understanding. Whether you're a millionaire, billionaire, or trillionaire, there is no amount of money or material possessions that can purchase spiritual understanding. It's an inside job. It is the deep knowing that whatever we desire that is ours to have, we can have. Because it's this deep knowing empowers us to take the necessary actions, the necessary steps to manifest our desires, to manifest that which we need to do in order to move through our lives. And so it can propel us to live the truth that we know at depth. For example, spiritual understanding empowers us to act from the knowing of our love so that we can bring more love into the world. It is the knowing that living from this love not only attracts more love, it harmonizes any discord. It calms life's storms. It can transform that which appears to be our darkest days into light. A light that inspires not only us to live up to our potential, but it inspires others who see the light in us so that they can then shine their light. That is the power of spiritual understanding, and that is how we can use our spiritual understanding. It's the power to act from the knowing that whatever physical pain you have, you know that it is there to inform you. And from this knowing, from this information, you take the necessary and appropriate steps rather than acting from a place of victimhood. You act from a place of knowing. You act from a place of intelligence. Knowing that if you are in pain, okay, where is that pain coming from? What does that pain mean? And you connect with the necessary personnel to help you to diagnose what is going on, rather than ignoring the pain and allowing it to cause, not that the pain would cause damage, but whatever is going on in your body or psyche to grow into something that is even more serious. This is how we use spiritual understanding. And so when we use our powers of wisdom and understanding, which the scripture suggests, we can live a rich, full life. We can leave a lasting legacy. We can leave the kind of legacy of love, compassion, generosity, peace. A legacy that reminds us of the legacy that Jesus left. A legacy that reminds us of the legacy that the Buddha left. A legacy that reminds us of the legacy that Mother Teresa left. A legacy that reminds us of the legacy that Martin Luther King Jr. left. A legacy that reminds us of the legacy that so many unsung women and men, are sheroes and heroes, have left because they have utilized their power of spiritual understanding. They have gone within and used their divine knowing to bring good, to create more good in the world. And so I invite you right now to think of someone that you know, it may be a family member, who has indeed used their spiritual understanding to live a full, rich life and left a legacy that has blessed many. It may be your mother. It may be your father. It may be a teacher. It may be a politician. Whomever. Just think for a moment. Who do you know? Have you known? Now that we are recollecting what we know to be spiritual understanding, who in your life has lived a life of deep knowing of their truth and created, helped to create a world that works for all? Spiritual understanding means that we are to live in love. And the means by which we acquire spiritual understanding, to ask an earlier question that I posed, is through the silence. It is through meditation and prayer. It is a time of peaceful contemplation, a time of releasing thoughts and ideas that are contrary to our highest and best. We release those as we go into the silence, as we pray and meditate and nurture that which has already been placed within us to use. People in recovery and traditional Christianity have often, over many, many decades, used the prayer of serenity, the serenity prayer, as a way of going within and cultivating spiritual understanding. And even though the serenity prayer is a beseeching prayer rather than an affirmative prayer as we use in unity, spiritual understanding is indeed the intention of reciting that prayer. whether alone or in a group. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that should be changed, and the wisdom to know the difference. A powerful prayer, a simple prayer, a short prayer, but an effective prayer. But as I created this lesson and knew that I wanted to utilize the Serenity Prayer, it also came to me that I want to use the Serenity Prayer as a template for an affirmative prayer. So this is what I have created as an affirmative Serenity Prayer. I am open and accepting to the things I cannot change, courageous to change the things that should be changed, and spiritually guided to know the difference. I'll repeat that. I am open and accepting to the things I cannot change, courageous in changing the things that should be changed, and spiritually guided to know the difference. And as I repeat that, as you repeat that in the silence, you will begin to feel a release of any negativity. You will begin to feel an empowerment to do the things that you indeed are here to do, even those things that are difficult. And those things that are not yours to change, you will have peace in knowing that that is not for you to do. Because Spirit has guided you in discerning what is yours and what is not yours to do. And so spiritual understanding is the realization of an understanding heart. It is an awareness of the wisdom and the power that we all possess to create a just world, a peace-filled world, a compassionate world, a world that works for everyone. I love the song by David Pomerantz. I shared with Roger how much I love the song, and I indicated to him that I felt that song really, kind of described what we're talking about with spiritual understanding. It's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart, open up both your eyes. We can all know everything without ever knowing why. It's in every one of us, by and by. Our scripture also says today that she is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called happy, and whatever else you get insight. You've probably noticed the tree of life behind my shoulder that I put up over my door. It leads out to my laundry room, which then leads to the garage. Of course, when I put up that tree of life, I didn't know that I was going to be creating this message. But it is also a special remembrance for me because it came from the church that where I was senior minister at Unity of the Heartland in Kansas. And so the tree of life represents divine knowing. It represents freedom and happiness and insight. And so when we become fully aware of the power that we have in the faculty of spiritual understanding, we realize our incredible potential. Our Unity co-founder, Charles Fillmore, referred to this power as infinite potential. And in 1923, at Unity's healing conference, Charles Fillmore said, and I quote, "Infinite potential only does what we say it shall do. This wonderful infinite potential, out of which everything is made, is here at all times." Infinite potential, spiritual understanding, is here at all times. However, we must act. We must intentionally cultivate, help mature it within us. We must be in an awareness of the wisdom and the power that resides within us. And being in this awareness, living from this consciousness, is the very act of using our spiritual understanding, being open and receptive to our spiritual truth enables us to use it in unlimited ways for the common good. My friends, I believe that if heads of nations would meet and confer using their spiritual power rather than their ego power that promote cooperation rather than division, we would not have endless wars. The Middle East would not be a place of, would be a place of peace rather than a place of unending chaos and casualties. If state legislatures and the Congress would do the people's business from their consciousness of spirit rather than their fear of not being reelected, the work of the people would get done. We all have the power of spiritual understanding. We all have the power to understand at depth of who and what we are in spirit. And we have the power to understand spiritually how we can use this power for the good of all, not for the few. Not for the select, but for the good of all. So in closing, my friend, let us repeat the affirmation that I will put up on the screen. And please repeat with me. I open my mind to the indwelling light of spiritual understanding, and I know what to do for the good of all. Let us say that again. I open my mind to the indwelling light of spiritual understanding, and I know what to do for the good of all. And so it is. And so we let it be, allowing our spiritual understanding to be utilized to mature it. to grow it, to bring peace into the world, to bring love, more love into our lives. That is one of the many, some of the many ways that we can use our spiritual understanding. And so let us now take a moment to take this knowing of our truth into the silence, into a time of meditation, allowing us to move into a space of calm. I invite you to take a deep breath and another. And I invite you to close your eyes, shutting out all distractions, any distraction that would prevent you from communing with your truth, with the divine within, with spirit, with the love that you are. Accessing the power that you have. For knowing at depth your unlimited potential to bring good into the world, to create a world that works for everyone. And so we take this knowing of our unlimited potential into the silence, into the silence. And as we return our attention back into the sacred space, we are aware more fully of our unlimited potential and how to utilize our power of spiritual understanding for the good of all. And so it is. And so we let it be. Namaste.